here's a story from The World.
Friday marks World Toilet Day, and if you rarely worry about where you will go if you have to go, this day may seem silly, but spare a thought for more than 4 billion people who don't have a properly working toilet. In Ghana, nearly 20,000 people each year, including more than 5,000 children under age 5, die from diarrhea, and that is driven by poor hygiene and sanitation. But increasingly, the problem is being dealt with in innovative ways. Reporter Ridwan Karim Dini Osman reports from Ghana's capital, Accra.
Close to 50,000 residents are crammed into a sizable community of low-rise wood, concrete, and rusted iron roofing sheets. The neighborhood of Nima is indeed a squeeze. Here, I meet Rose Al-Hassan frying fish with her 8-year-old granddaughter, who is fanning a coal pot with red-hot charcoal. Her house has 9 rooms, accommodating 32 people.
The lack of toilet in this house really worries me a lot, because the closest public toilet is about 10 minutes walk from here, and I have rheumatism, which gets really unbearable when I walk for that long.
She ends up having to use a plastic bag, which she discards in the open drain. In Ghana, 1 in 5 people defecate openly, while only 1 in 7 households in the West African country have toilet facilities. Bags not only choke the gutters, but the open drains also pollute the air, making it pungent.
All the houses around here don't have toilets, so usually when you wake up early in the morning, you will see people throwing toilets in the drain.
Ghanaian law requires landlords to provide toilets for their tenants, with associated penalties for defaulters. However, over the years, effective enforcement of this law has been lax. At the public toilet, I see huge cracks on the building with perforated and rusty roofing. Inside are 12 open cubicles. The heat here is choking, and the smell a cocktail of urine, cigarette smoke, and piles of feces. Health authorities say scenes like these are often hotbeds of infections and diseases like cholera, diarrhea, or typhoid. Outside, a long queue of desperate patrons waiting to take their turn. They pay 1 cedi for a tissue paper or 50 pesos for a used newspaper to access this public toilet. In line, Mariatu Muhammad says coming here at night is a risky affair.
There is no toilet in my house, and so I meander through so many corners before I get here. And for a girl or woman like me, it is dangerous, especially at night.
Gender activist Lilipel Babaotu is concerned about the disproportionate impact of the problem on women and girls in Ghana.
My work has taken me to so many communities where women had to step out at night, you know, use the bushes because there are no toilets to use, and they are pounced on by either kidnappers, rapists.
Otu says lack of toilets can also cause menstrual health needs of women and girls to go unmet. But the situation is not all gloom and doom. In the sprawling community of Fadama, a constructor clad in a black apron is using his shovel to dig into a mixture of sand, cement and gravel. He uses the bag the cement came in as a helmet. After many years without a toilet, this large house, home to some 16 tenants, is putting up one. Resident Ernest Fuller led the fundraising effort.
As a household, we decided to come together, contribute little by little to start this toilet project that you are seeing right now.
The World Bank in 2013 financed the $150 million project aimed at providing water and sanitation in deprived communities in Ghana's capital. Beneficiary households and institutions pay 30% of the cost. The project has constructed about 30,000 household toilet facilities. To complement efforts like these, UNICEF, together with its partners, have begun a hackathon for young people to showcase their innovative solutions towards ending open defecation in their communities. 14-year-old Nana Kweku Amwaku Odro Mensah is one of the participants.
My idea was about the development of a mobile app called T-Toilet for people to locate toilet facilities within their vicinity.
Here is 13-year-old Barbara Parker.
People have toilet facilities all right, but they don't really have the ways to use it. So they need continuous education and sensitization on how to use it.
Access to sanitation is a human right and part of the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. This means that by 2030, open defecation must end and everyone must have access to toilets for improved dignity and living conditions. For The World, I am Ridwan Karim Dini Osman in Accra, Ghana.